With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump says his opponent has no political message other than to attack him.
Kamala has no vision. She has no ideas. She's got no brain power. She's got no solutions. All she can talk about, did you see it the other night? All she can talk about is Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
One influential pastor says Christian turnout will be vital if Donald Trump is to be successful next Tuesday in North Carolina.
It has been calculated that for Trump to win in North Carolina in the 2024 election, there will have to be an evangelical turnout of 74,500 out of its 1.1 million registered Christian voters.
Pastor Jack Hibbs, pastor of the Calvary Chapel Chino Hills in Chino, California, telling the Salem Radio Network, in a representative democracy, Christians who fail to vote are showing a lack of stewardship. Also at SRNnews.com, Germany sharply condemns the execution of a dual citizen by Iranian authorities. Here's Bernie Bennett.
Iranian state media reported Monday that Iran had executed Jamshid Jimmy Sharman, a German-Iranian dissident convicted on multiple terrorism-related charges. The announcement triggered widespread condemnation from German officials and international human rights organizations. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, leader of the ruling center-left coalition, called the execution a scandal in a social media post on X, stressing that Sharman was not even given the opportunity to defend himself in the trial. Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock condemned the ruling, calling Iran's government an inhumane regime. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Key move in Britain. The Conservative Party there has elected Kemi Badenoch as its new leader. And this is SRN News. Do you trust your pastor?
Sounds like an unusual question, but Lifeway Research has been asking it, and the good news is that the vast majority of Protestants who attend church, 92%, say yes, they do trust their pastor. The Lifeway poll goes on to reveal that men are more likely than women to completely trust their pastor, 93% versus 89%. Churchgoers with evangelical beliefs are also more likely than those without such beliefs to be trusting. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers and officials in several states trying to fix the ailing public school system with an injection of scripture. Oklahoma State School Superintendent Ryan Walters mandating school stock classrooms with Bibles. Louisiana passing a law requiring schools to post the Ten Commandments in schools, the subject of a federal suit. And the Texas Education Agency proposing reading curriculum that includes Old and New Testaments. This is SRN News. Republican Senate candidate Tim Shahey of Montana says it's time for a new commander-in-chief.
I mean, what's going on with our national defense is disgraceful. You know, and this is a longstanding problem that has gotten exponentially worse in the last 3.5 years. And the number one problem is we don't have leadership, civilian leadership, focusing on combat lethality for our military.
Shahey was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. An orphaned squirrel named Peanut that became a social media star has died after being seized by New York State officials from his caretaker's home. Department of Environmental Conservation says the squirrel and a raccoon were taken and have now been euthanized. The agency says it removed the animals from a home in Pine City after receiving reports about wildlife being kept illegally as pets. More details at srnnews.com.